What up, everyone? This is your host, Joel Fid, and you are tuning into Crypto Chain X Podcast. In this podcast, we don't talk about hate, we don't talk about the hype, we talk about the facts. And today we'll be talking about all the fundamental details, which I promised you in our Ethereum episode. So we'll be talking about what is sharding, what is forking, why we have altcoins, what are the smart contracts. And those of you who know all this stuff, please feel free to skip this episode. But those of you who don't know this stuff, I think you will find this so much valuable because our upcoming episodes are all based on this stuff. So without wasting any time, let's do this. Welcome back, guys. This is your host, Joel Fid, and you are tuning into Crypto Chain X Podcast. So today, we'll be talking about some of those technical terms that blockchain and a lot of cryptocurrency enthusiasts use all over the place. And I can tell you from my personal experience, when I heard about these terms, I was kind of lost. So I asked somebody, I was like, what is this blockchain? And they gave me a response like, it's a decentralized distributed ledger technology that runs on different nodes and they keep going. And I was like, okay, I don't know what distributed ledger technology is. I don't know what node is. So I was so lost. I don't know about you guys. So I made it a point in this episode, I'll try to explain to you guys in the best way possible, that's as simple as possible. And if I am confusing you, please email me and be like, Sid, you confused us. And then I'll do my best to actually maybe explain to you through an email. But my effort is that you guys understand this stuff. And after this, whatever we talk about, or even if you guys go and read most of this stuff online, it would make sense to you. Because it's one of those things, like, you need to know some of the basics. And then as you go exploring on your own, you will be like, oh, this is what he talked about. This is what I read there, right? So let's do this. So first thing, we'll start with the basics, which is Bitcoin, even though we covered Bitcoin earlier. So Bitcoin is the first digital currency that doesn't need a central issuing body or a bank, and it's not regulated by a government. So it's a digital currency, just like a US dollar, Canadian dollar, or euro. So that's Bitcoin. Now, what's cryptocurrency? So cryptocurrency is a digital currency similar to Bitcoin that's cryptographically secured with encryption to make sure that people who are transacting, their information is private and secure. Now let's jump into blockchain. What is blockchain? Blockchain is a secure, decentralized database. And decentralized because mostly what happens, databases that you may have at your work or whatever, right? Those databases, they stay at one place in one server and all your information is going in. So what happens if someone hacks into that server, all your information is gone. And we hear about that. Recently, Equifax is one of the companies that does credit checks and all that stuff. And they got hacked and they lost a lot of millions of people's information. And when I say they lost information, that was very sensitive information that they lost. LinkedIn got hacked. Twitter got hacked. So some of these companies, when they have centralized data servers, they get hacked and a lot of our personal information gets leaked. And I mean, these guys, they have to do media, whatever, cover-ups. But people who get impacted is like people like you and I. So having a decentralized database is actually a better option because then you have information on my server, your server, whatever computers you're using. So people's computers are used as servers, so which is a good thing. Now most people ask, well, if my information is going onto somebody else's computer, how do I know my information is secure? Well, this information that goes on these servers or on these blockchains, that's encrypted, so other people can't really see it. People can track people, and we'll go into it further. But overall, it's much more secure. And another cool thing about blockchain is all the transactions that's happening on this blockchain, they cannot be altered. So nobody can go back and change what happened like 6 months ago. Because what happens is like the copy of that transaction is on my computer. And I'm just giving computers as an example, right? It could be computer, it could be what you call ASIC machines, and we'll talk about these things down the line. So nobody can go back and change all this on, let's say, 1 million computers or 1 million servers. And that's the benefit of blockchain. Changing information is not that easy. And that's why it's an immutable ledger. Reason it's called immutable ledger is because ledger is just like your accounting ledger, right? You take, okay, I spent $2 at this, $5 at that, right? So that's your ledger. An immutable ledger is just imagine you wrote with the ink that cannot be destroyed, right? So that's why it's called immutable ledger. And then it provides transparency. So let's say if you and I had a transaction, and then let's say I say, you know what? That transaction never took place. So it's not just you and I, it took place in front of everyone. Obviously, our personal information is not shared because we use something called public and private keys. So let's talk about that now. Public and private keys. What are those? Just like we have bank accounts. So we have a bank account number where we give people our bank account number and you can deposit money into that bank account. Now just imagine if you have two bank account numbers. One bank account number is for people to deposit money into your bank. And the second bank account number is only private. Like, I mean, only you know about it, right? And whosoever has that private number can withdraw money out of it. So now when you send someone Bitcoin, where exactly this Bitcoin gets deposited? The place where it gets deposited is your wallet. So if someone is sending you Bitcoin, you can only receive that Bitcoin into a Bitcoin wallet. If someone is sending you Ethereum, you can only receive that into Ethereum wallet, Litecoin into a Litecoin wallet. So that's why all these cryptocurrencies, they have created their own wallets, so you can receive cryptocurrencies in those wallets. Now, other companies have come out like Exodus Wallet and other ones that can help receive like so many different types of cryptocurrencies in one wallet. Similar to like the wallet that we carry, like a physical wallet that we carry, we can put American Express in it, we can put our MasterCard, you name it. And if you guys use Apple or Google Pay, like just similar kind of wallets that they have, just like this, some companies have created their own wallet where you can store multiple cryptocurrencies. And there are so many wallets that I have to dedicate a full-on episode to talk about the wallet. That episode should be out in a few days coming up. Now let's talk about dApps, D-A-P-P-S. Those are decentralized applications. So before we get into the decentralized applications further in detail, I want to talk about the blockchain. So first we talk about what is blockchain. But we never talked about the blockchain's architecture. What that means is, so think of it this way. If you're building a house, right, there's a basement, then you have a main floor, then you have a top floor. So there are three layers of a house. A blockchain also have these similar three layers. Basement is the protocol layer, main floor is your networking layer, and the top floor is your application layer. So let's decode this. Protocol layer is your most basic layer where all the development is done, right? That's where Ethereum and blockchain are similar. Where Ethereum and Bitcoin blockchains are different are at networking layer. Because on networking layer, that's where you can add smart contracts. If, let's say, your blockchain needs to connect to one of the enterprise servers. So, for example, a lot of organizations use SAP or if you are in a bank, you have your own legacy system that you are using, or you're using something from cloud, Oracle, you name it. So whatever connects to those systems, that's called networking layer. And the top one is your application layer, which is what we use on day to day. And that's where the decentralized applications are built. So think of these decentralized applications like they are built on Apple's iOS. And I'm just giving an example, right? So Apple's iOS is iOS 11 or 12. And then on top of that, you have these applications exactly in a similar way. And these applications have different functions. So one application is good for alarm, second application is really good for camera, third application could be good for whatever. Same way, you can develop one application for identity protocol, you can develop next application for insurance, third application for supply chain, you name it. And that's why you hear the term ERC20. That's for Ethereum. And Ethereum is one of those places we talked in one of the earlier episodes that you can deploy smart contracts. Smart contracts are very similar to just the normal contracts, but these contracts are coded into the networking layer. And these contracts, they execute once the transaction is done. Next, let's talk about the node. Node is the server. So server can be your laptop, server can be your smartphone, server can be your fridge. Anything that's connected to some kind of power and has some kind of computing power. So that's called a node. And these nodes are used for transaction verification. Depending on which blockchain and what kind of mining you are doing, the computational power will be very different. So for example, Bitcoin mining will be very different than Ethereum mining, than mining Monero, for example. So we will go into mining in the next episode. I don't want to overwhelm you guys like initially just talking about all these technical terms. Now let's talk about altcoins. Altcoin is any coin that's not Bitcoin. So Bitcoin is, you can say it was a first of its kind, and that's why it's Bitcoin. But anything that came after it, so Ethereum, Litecoin, Bitcoin Cash, Dash, Monero, Ripple, all these things are actually not Ripple. XRP. So there was a confusion where Ripple and XRP are totally different things. So XRP is the actual cryptocurrency, whereas Ripple is the company itself. And a lot of people were confusing it. I even confused in one of my earlier episodes or not. But anyhow, going back to it, all these things, they are altcoins. They are alternate coins. Now, why are these coins alternate coins when we already have Bitcoin? Why do we need them? So what happens is, this is called forking, F-O-R-K-I-N-G. So what happens, let's say when Bitcoin was there, Bitcoin Cash or Ethereum decided to fork it, and they thought, you know what, if we create something better. So each time there's a difference, because all this is open source technology, right? So you can go and create your own fork of the actual protocol layer. So you can keep the same protocol layer, or you can change it and you can fork it. So most people, what they decide to do is they keep the same protocol layer, and at networking and the application layer, they create something totally different. So Litecoin is basically a fork of Bitcoin. Bitcoin Cash is a fork of Bitcoin. Zcash is a fork of Bitcoin. Ethereum is a fork of Bitcoin. And all these forks, their intention wasn't just to create something for sake of it. And I know there are a lot of coins, they are just there in existence just for sake of it. Purpose of these forks or these branched coin was to add more functionality that may be missing in the previous version. Or maybe sometimes there's disagreement within the camps, right? Because all these people are working together and they don't see eye to eye. And let's say half the team thinks it should be that way, half the team thinks it should be the other way, and they decide to fork it. So the intention is always to add some kind of missing feature or missing value that people closely resonate with. I think we covered quite a few fundamentals here, but I think we need maybe one more episode to go over all the terms so you can understand the basics of blockchain and the terminology clearly. And I want to dedicate one solid episode to consensus. And that's also related to mining. So there are so many different types of consensus. That's why I want to dedicate that. And that's one of the most confusing ones. Thanks a lot for tuning in, guys. And like I always say, please don't believe the hate, don't believe the hype. Do your own research and what you guys are doing, educating yourself. Because you never know, this could be your new career. Maybe you will start your own business. Maybe you will start your own ICO, or you name it. An ICO will be one of the things we'll be talking about in the next episode. So I hope you found value in it. I enjoyed it. And I hope I didn't confuse you. If you are confused, shoot me an email. My email address is sid@cryptochainx.com. Also, if you're kind enough, do us a one small favor. Please go to iTunes. It takes 2 minutes. Leave us a 5-star review. You have no idea how far it goes for a new podcast that's just starting out. And that'll be your thank you to us if you found value in this episode. Again, thanks a lot for tuning in, guys. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to others. Always keep learning. Always stay curious. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful evening. Cheers.